The Sherbrooke Twins by Catherine Coulter. October 21, 2003. To my doctor in the house, you are a remarkable man. Chapter 1. Who can refute a sneer? William Paley. Northcliffe Hall, August 1830. James Sherbrooke, Lord Hammersmith, 28 minutes older than his brother, wondered if Jason was swimming in the North Sea off the coast of Stonehaven. His brother swam like a fish, no matter if the water froze his parts or cradled him in a warm bath. He'd say while he shook himself like their hound Tulip, "Now, James, that doesn't matter, does it? It's rather like making love. You can be on a grainy beach with cold waves nipping your toes, or wallowing in a feather tick. In the end, the pleasure's the same." James had never made love on a grainy beach, but he supposed his twin was right. Jason had a way of putting things that amused you, even as you nodded in agreement. Jason had inherited this gift, if that's what it really was, from their mother, who'd once said, as she'd looked lovingly at James, that she'd delivered one gift from God, and now it was time to grit her teeth and deliver the other gift. This had gained her looks of sheer amazement from her sons, and of course nods, at which point their father gave them both a look of acute dislike, snorted and said, "Gifts from the devil, more like." "My precious boys," she'd say, "it's such a pity you're so beautiful, isn't it? It really annoys your father." They'd stare at her, but again they'd nod. James sighed and stepped away from the cliff that overlooked the Po Valley, a lovely stretch of undulating...